how exactly how to hold the Achevtzu Shul Mitzvah, and what does a left-handed person do? Gimel on the base. So this is the din of kedima lebracha lechayra legave brachas hareyach. Heviu lefonav shemen v'hadas beisham ayomer mevarach al shemen v'achar kach mevarach al hadas beisil ayomer mevarach al hadas v'achar kach mevarach al shemen. Amir gamil ani achriya. He'll be machriya v'beisil beishamai. Right? Lechayra, so the Rishonim say it doesn't mean that he's being machriya; it means he has his own mahalach of here. Shemen zochinu lereichem zochinu lesichosa. Hadas lereichem zochinu lesichosa eloi zochinu. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, we should pass him from Gamil, Kedivri Amachriya, Rapapa Ikulabe Ravuna, Rivei de Rabika, Isa the Kamri Shemen Hadas. I guess I wanted to find out. Get a Meiser Rav from Rapapa. Shokal Rapapa, Baruch Hadas, Bereisha, Vodabruch Shem, and he passed like Beisela. Oh, Malay, so then Rav Huna said to Rav Papa, Loi Sovar, Lo Mar, Loch, Gidimir Machriya. You have a Machlegis Vil Besham. Maybe Gamliel was Machriya, shouldn't be passing like Le Machriya. Oh, Malay, Hachi, Amar Rabba, Loch, Gidimir Vesilo. Right. And then, according to many Rishonim, that's where the Gemara ends. And that's the halacha, that Rav Papa was Machriya against from Gamliel, that this is like every other Machlekes Beisilu Beishama, except for the 18th din of Masechta Shabbos, some 18, some 36, some 54, but except for one of those, this is Kib Beisilu, and therefore he took Hadas Bereshe. And some Rishonim have the Gira says we have it, Veloihi, that Rav Papa erred. And the Lishtabuti Nafshe Huda Ovad, and he was explaining his what happened, but Lamaisa he held like Dibri HaMachriya, right? Rishonim discuss why, if that's the case. If the Girsa is that Rav Papa held like Beisilas, we understand very well. The question really is more on Rav Gamliel, why he was Machriya. And if the Machlaikis is, if we hold Lishtamuti Nafshika Ovid, then we have to understand why Rav Papa didn't simply say Toisi. And Ishtamta, I forgot the din. So let's go through the Sugya. Sugya is a Machlekes Beisilu Beishamai. What is the Machlekes Beisilu Beishamai? What are they arguing about? There's no Ra'on Bar-Ilan? Because the Ra'os a little bit, because the Rishbana would say the same thing. Ra'os a little bit briefer. No.
You have to go to Mephisha.
Is it slightly different than the Ra'os?
Yeah, you think something's different? Okay.
The Rashba focuses on the Hashivas, whereas the Ra'os focuses on the Hashivas, whereas the Rashba focuses on the Chavivas. Right, he says it's before that it's a. That when it comes to
Akhtima
B'Brachos,
it's Milsa Z'Trosi. The Raj... Okay, let's see. Hey, Vilathon Shem and Yain. Pirish, Shem and Sheyesh Boi B'Samim, Shubon L'Reyach, V'Keva and She'en B'Chaysay and Shavos, V'Minyon M'Chalukim, She'zeh Bo L'Reyach, V'zeh Bo L'Shtos. That's the next sugya. Sorry, that's the next sugya. We're looking at Shem and Mevorach al Hashemen upoiter es hadas. Kain gisus harif. Goin shehevi lefneim shemen or vahadas ukamoi kashrosa vekivosha shebrchosei asei besomim. So then, v'tamid beisilal v'mnei shahadas hu guf ha'eitz ha'nikra besomim. The shemen ain't a reyach meyatzmoi elisha kol to meyacher. Right, so the Shita quotes that the machlekes is If you have a choice of making a bracha on something that's natural, something that's processed. So Beis Shammai says that you should make the bracha, that the fact that it's processed does not diminish its chashivos. And Beis Hillel says you have an opportunity to look at something that's mamish in the bria. This is a ready roll. The bracha gave us a part of the tree. It smells good. So therefore we make a bracha on the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it the lotion of karbian yosei. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it so easy for us to be nana. And shemen, Kadosh Baruch Hu made such a way that we have to work on it. So Beis Hillel says apparently that when you have a choice of something processed or something that is behavi yosei the way it was in the bria, so make a bracha the way it is in the bria. That is the preferred item on which to make the bracha. And Beis Shammai doesn't explain himself, but possibly Gamliel says that Gamliel explains that the bracha is on that shemen is marchoshev, because shemen is a dual purpose, right? That is l'sichosei. So even though Tosfos, and that's how Rashi points at it as well, that Rashi says that the shemen is l'sicha, and Tosfos says it couldn't be. L'havir says u'ama. So Tosfos it couldn't be because it would not. That is not a reason to make a bracha. So the pashtus is the way the other Rishonim say it's true. It just it's a more chashuv thing. So Beis Shammai says the item that has greater service to us, so that is a more chashuv thing to say a bracha. And Beis Hillel says that the item that's kibri yosei, that is as is. Now, when Rabbi Gamliel says, I want to be kimachriya, and Rabbi Gamliel ends up saying the same thing as Beis Shammai. So where do you have earlier in the Masechta that there's a machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and then there's a machlokes whether to follow Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? Correct. Okay, what daf?
Beis.
No. Beis. Oh, Yudalvim Beis. Yeah. It's the machlokes about the position that you have during when saying Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. No. On Yud Beis Amud Beis. No. Mishnah says, Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Because on Yud Amud Beis, at night, you lie down and say Shema. In the morning, stand up and say Shema. Why? So the Gemara explains, first parak develops that Ubishach B'chor really refers to timing. Right? And Beis Shammai says timing and position. And Beis Hillel says, "Kol Odom Kori Kedarka." Why? Because they continue reading. So that means in any position. Im Kain Loma Nem Rav Shavu Gumecha to teach us the timing. Amr Tarfin Aniya Yisi Boba Derech Viteisi Lekrois Kedivrei Beis Shammai Visi Kanti At Baatzmi Bipnei Alistim Omru Loi. Kedai o yisot lochol ba'atzmecha. She'ovra divrei Beis Hillel. So Tarfin was always, because of this, was known to be a machmir. One of the great poskim in Yerushalayim, Rav Meir Bransdorfer. And that was, his children are already very significant poskim. So he was one of the Vedat's poskim. He was known to be a very big machmir. We used to call him Reb Tarfin. So Reb Tarfin wanted to be machmer like Beis Shammai, right? Because Beis Hillel says any position. So to follow Beis Shammai, you're chapping Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, correct? So Rabbi Tarfin decided to lie down, take a seat, and he was then ended up. They came and the robbers came and they caught up with him. They would have kept on going. They wouldn't have caught up with him. And they saw him sitting by the side. They saw him being defenseless. They saw him, we call a sitting duck for criminals. And that's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Tarfin said, "Sikanti biyatim ne'alistin." Exactly what was Rabbi Tarfin saying? He said, "Sikanti biyatzmi, I did the wrong thing, I did the right thing. I was moser nefesh to be nachalik, or the wrong, or I shouldn't have." So Omru loy, they said to Rabbi Tarfin, it sounds like that Rabbi Tarfin was saying, I was moser nefesh to be machalik al shitas. Veshamay lost the love, will I be like Veshamay? Omru loy, they said, "Kedai o yisot lochay ba'atzmacha," that you were responsible for your own death, and you would have been held responsible for it. If they would have killed you, then you would have been held responsible. There would not have been mesiras nefesh. It would not have been al kiddush Hashem, right? They would not have called him one of the kedoshim. He died b'shas doing a mitzvah. They would have said he was a pasheya. Why? Sha'avral de Beis Hillel. Why are you going again Beis Hillel? Consensus like Beis Hillel. So apparently, what some of the Rishonim point out is that the Gemara says Beis Shammai b'Mokim Beis Hillel in a Mishnah. There is such a thing as a Das Yochid. And a Das Yochid, who's the famous Das Yochid in Shas? That? I don't think so. I think Shimon bar Yochai. Kedai Reb Shimon l'smoich alav b'shas adchak. Gemara says Reb Shimon has certain deos yichidois. The Gemara says, and he's meikel. Kedai Reb Shimon l'smoich alav. But the Gemara does not say kedai hu beis shamai. Beis shamai is machmir, so they wouldn't be able to say that. They wouldn't say kedai hu beis shamai l'hachmir kedvar. Eina Mishnah. Beis Shammai, Rav Shechter used to quote many times years ago, a Mishkan es Yaakov, I believe, that says you shouldn't think that you're not mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah when you learn Beis Shammai. Didn't go that far. And a Mishnah means it's not a shita that you'd be saimecha. In other words, sometimes there are shitas yechidais, and Adam Gadol, a goyin olam, has a shitas yachid, so kedai lismach alav. Right? However, sometimes a person has such a way out shita, right, that some mechanim will say afilu l'smeich alav. I'll give an example that the Chelkas Yaakov says that you don't have to toivel an electric appliance because it's mechuba l'karka, because it only works when you plug it in. So Rav Ozer thought that that was just a krum svar because of the cord. It's mechuba l'karka. So he said he shouldn't even be semach in smashas adchak. He said if you only use other svar, it's okay. But sometimes a pesuk will say, Moshe has a wild sheet that Rechmana Litzlan, if a woman is nichshalas and somebody she has an adulterous relationship, which is a surah levayla. So the husband, but if the husband doesn't believe it happened, then he can say he don't believe it. So what happens if he knows it happened, but he wants to stay married? He wants his kids to have a mother. So can he feign that he's not, doesn't believe her? So most of them say he can't do that. Shavu Moshe said, the unbelievable Ha'ari, he said that Chazal said they don't believe her. So the Chazal said, you don't believe her. It's finished. He believes her. He knows. He has the reasons. Chazal said you don't believe her. So it's a pella that, so there are other Gedolei Olam would say it can't be semach in this Rav Moshe. Such a way up Rav Moshe. I know one Gadol, at least one, maybe two, who are semach in this Rav Moshe. But only Rav Moshe could say such a thing. So the Gemara says Beis Shammai is not a player. Beis Shammai is a keem in Talmud Torah. He made the bar of Talmud Torah, but it's not a player when it comes to. When it comes to the post, he's not even a das yachid. So they were saying to Beis, so they said to Rabbi Tarfin, you were using it as a kunz, that you were wanting to chap al shitas, but kabel omach shemayim according to al shitas. It is a davar gadol to think about it, that you want to be kabel omach shemayim according to beisham also. I understand, but they said to him, no, you're ever beisil al shita. So I'm wondering whether that's what's going on in this gemara. When Gamliel says that he wants to be a machriya, he gives a svara. So l'chayra, when Gamliel is saying, l'chayra, and this is what Sefer Shemesh spell out, that Gamliel is not saying, I hold like Beis Shammai. To hold like Beis Shammai is not a kunz. He's supposed to hold like Beis Hillel. So he says, but I have a different svara. I'm chaylik on so he's k'divrei machriya. So that's the case, and we don't really have a hesber for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai may have thought that right people, if you give them a choice of Shem and Orev, or of Hadas, most people will choose a Shem and Orev. What do people like more? To get some Shem and Orev, or to get a myrtle branch? So L'chor Beis Shammai says, a myrtle branch is much more choshev. So Beis Hillel is machadesh. That when I have the Bria right here, so that's more choshev than having something which human beings process. That's Beis Hillel Shita. So Gamliel apparently didn't buy into Beis Hillel Shita Bechlal, but he also didn't say can't pass on Beis Shammai. So Gamliel had a different malach. He said one is Mekaryav Hanaosai. One is more choshev because it does double duty in the Hanois of what the world, of what the Baruch Hu gives the world. So let's look at the Rashba to figure out what Josh is noted. So the Gemara says, you mean the right daf? No. No, this is the Rashba, the Malfam and Beis, yeah. Right? So Rashba says, the mouth of an olive?
Yeah.
The time of the milsa. So Josh was pointing at Hagdama Mulchud Milsa Dizrosi. Right, but the plague of the Kama and Beshamis Hillel Bahout Bilof name Yain Beshemin, the Beshamma every Mimorach on the Shemin, Machakam Mimorach on the Yain, Bislam Mimorach on the Yain, Machakam Bilof Shemin, the Omul Huli Alma Kabdina Nagdom Bilchon. So the Rajbos just said Nagdom is not such a significant thing. And why would Beshamis Hillel go down to the mat for it? Hosam who Mishum the Summer Lil Beis Hillel, they came in the Yain Lishti, Vishem Lariach, Yain Chaviv Odif, Nami Tuva. Cut this, but this by the next Gemara. It's not our Gemara, right? It's Yain Vishemin. The Kabdin Afilu Bakhtomosi, Beshamis Summer Yibcha came with the Shemin Enamachusar Maisa. They came in the Shumakrivoi Kinegan Chaitma, Miyad Merichai. In other words, that when it comes to Hadas v'shemen, so the Hadas is Hano is more kroiva. When it comes to Shemen v'yayin, so the Hano of the Shemen is kroiva because smelling comes before ingesting something. But So this is where we see the svaris, but the ra'ah is the one who spells it out in our sugya, legabe hadas v'shemen. All right, so legabe hadas v'shemen, that is v'varach hadas v'varach l'shemen. Amram Gamliel, so now we explained well, no? Heviyu l'fonu v'shemen v'hadas. V'beishamay amram v'varach l'shemen v'acharkach v'varach al hadas. And we're assuming the reason is because Shemin is just a more choshev thing. Because Beisil is teaching us is another element in bracha, and that is to marvel in the bria. So if you want to marvel in the bria, it's better to look at a hadas. Because Baruch Hu gave us a very pretty branch, and because Baruch Hu put into the bria ready to make hadas, Mashena came Shemin, even though it may give us more forms of hanav, but it requires more avoda. Amar Gamliel ani achriya shemen l'chayra l'chayra. Gamliel is not explaining Beis Shammai. He wouldn't say ani achriya. He would say, "Chaimelon gebei shamay. I'm giving my own svara. Zachinu lerechem is zachinu lesichasai. Hadas lerecha is zachinu lesichasai lezachinu. Om Rav Yechanan halacha kedivrei machriya. Okay. Rav Papa ikle lebei Rav Huna bereid Rav Ika aisle kamayu shem hadas shalke Rav Papa baruch hadas bereisha. Oder baruch Hashem. Okay. Tana Rabbanon, heviu lifneim shemen v'yayin. Bei shama yomrim oichez ha-shemen v'minoi. A different lashon. Before, it was mevorach al ha-shemen. Bei shama yomrim oichez ha-shemen v'mino v'ez ha-yayin v'smailoi. Mevorach al ha-shemen v'chozer umvarech al ha-yayin. Bei siloimrim oichez ez ha-yayin v'mino v'ez ha-shemen v'smailoi. Mivarach al ha-yayin v'choyd v'chal ha-shemen. V'tochu b'roish ha-shamash. All right, so here is the question of whether you make a birchas ha-reyach before a birchas ha-shtiya, before a birchas ha-chila. Right, so Beis Shammai says that the reyach comes first before your shoysa, v'kar v'hanosai. And Beis Hillel says, but yayin is more chashiv than shemen. Right? So, when it comes, in this case, Beis Hillel's sheet, his chinish, lagabi hadas, doesn't apply. Both yayin and shemen require producing. So, therefore, it's more chashiv. When there was shemen hadas, so then Beis Hillel had a shita that was more choshev in the bria, what is more natural, make a bracha more natural. When you're faced with two things that are not natural, then Beis Hillel is maskim. Then you go to what is going to give most people more hanah. And Beis Shammai, when it wasn't clear, I guess, which is more choshev to people in general, so he says, whatever hanah comes first. Okay. So, however, this sugya now becomes significant. My tochu b'reish ha-shamash, v'mishamash tamen chacham tochu b'akoyso. V'nei sheganah l'tamen chacham l'tzeis l'shuk yishum avusim. They had all this oily stuff, this fragrant oil, so they got rid of it before they went to the shuk. Good. So now the Gemara says, now this Gemara becomes this one line becomes a makor of a whole parsha in Halacha, right? Because of the Mordechai, right? The Mordechai migdoile a poiskim a kadmoin of Ashkenaz towards the end of the Balia Taismus. Noitel as a yain mimine kosam raviya. Umina nishma, and we now have a side from this mishnah, from this din. Shekol bracha shel dvar mitzvah ro'oi loy she'yoyches b'yamin. That any time you have a bracha on a dvar mitzvah, so now the lechayra, this is a gevaldig raya to the side of the rav that we've spoken about many times. That the item on which you make a bracha is a chefza shel mitzvah. You know, we spent a lot of time developing this idea, and it was merambes to this Gemara, that if there is such a din, that you're supposed to hold the fruit, right? The Mishnah Berurah says holding the fruit is to focus on the fruit, not let it just sit there. Or the Mishnah Berurah says in another place, I think the Dushu points that Mishnah Berurah says in another place, it's in order to be able to say, to have the bracha and the chila as juxtaposed as possible. But if there's such a din, you're supposed to hold it, to give it chashivas, that means it has to have chashivas. What's the chashivas? It's an apple, you're going to eat the apple. What's the chashivas of the apple? Make a bracha. Let me make a bracha on it. I have to, I'm eating the apple, I want to eat, I'm hungry. I have 10 apples in front of me, so I pick up one apple, it becomes merchoshim. You see from this Gemara that the apple in which you make a bracha becomes merchoshim. The raya, the strongest raya, Rabbeinu Tam, was the strongest raya that there is a din of a chefta shel mitzvah on the item in which you make a bracha. Termusa nafal miyada, right? Nafal miyada, I'm going to eat all of the apples and I'm going to be moitzi my chiyuv of birchas and by saying my bracha on all the apples, but if the apple that I pick up now falls to the floor and I can't make and I can't eat it, I have to make a new bracha. So that and this becomes a yesod nilchas brachas that the bracha in addition to being a matir has to be a mitzvah also. Okay, some say it's a mitzvah beikorish ol davar which is matir. Others say it's a matir and the ikorish ol davar is a mitzvah. Maybe we'll still come to explain that via the halachis of aninas. But hayoytze mikol zeh, that one of the strongest rayas for this whole mahalach, this whole parsha is, and the din kedima lachar is a raya also the chefsa shel mitzvah. So now it sounds like the Rambam spells it out. Umino not nishma, and here we learn that if you want to know in which hand to hold the lulav and esrog, right, the lulav and the you hold in your right hand, right. If you want to know in which hand to hold the talus when you're pulling it out with the right hand, which hand you hold the tefillin on while you're unraveling it. Everything should be in the right hand. And then he says, "V'chein ba v'chein avdola." Oiches a seyayin biyamin, umivarech bari piagefen, bari agofen, v'shub noitel as hadas biyamin, v'yayin b'smol, umivarech al hadas. This is mamish the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Umachzir hayayin limino. When I say it's mamish lashon of Shulchan Aruch, because it's ambiguous, and the Shulchan Aruch did not spell it out. The Mishavur spells it out. Right? The Shulchan Aruch writes exactly this lashon. Noitel es hadas biyamin, vayayin bismol. Why don't you just put the wine down? Because part of the idea about saying a bracha is ala kois, apparently, is you want to highlight the kois. So you want to have the kois also being holding the kois. So you have your kois in your right hand, so you have to put the kois down in order to be able to put the besamim in your right hand. So then you put in your right hand. But then, you're supposed to pick up the kois in your left hand, so you make the bracha ala kois as well. Right? And then, machzira yayin limi no. So it sounds like, so you you give the psalm to everybody else to smell, and then you put the wine in your right hand, no. What do you do next?
Are you supposed to keep it in your left for
Oh, so that's the question. What do you do for Boire Me'orme Ha'esh? So what would this sound like? Umachzira Yain Li Mino sounds like that you put the new?
You put the cup back into the
right. Right. So that is assuming that somebody else is going to be holding it, right? Did he get it right? Which is Havdalah? Yeah, how do I get rid of this? Okay, what? Oyem Avdolam Yushav, v'yeshem v'muuman v'chein noyegin v'mdina is elu, v'oich is a yain b'yamin v'adas b'smol u'mivarech al yain v'shuv noyte l'adas b'yamin v'yain b'smol u'mivarech al adas u'machzir hayayin liminos. The Mishnah Berurah says that means after who. I'm out of my okay. Yeah. Let's go back. So the Mishnah Berurah says still?
Classic party line.
One second. Oh. It goes back to Reish Vav Siv Dalet Ar Sugya. Right? In other words, not only is Havdol alakais, but the brachis are alakais. Ume morech al hadas, ume nichoi, v'roye b'tzipernayim, ume vorech borei me'oimei ha'esh. V'yachar kach machazir ha'yayin limino, v'goymer Havdol. Right? L'chayra, if you just read the Yeravios straight, it sounds like that you put the kais back in your right hand, and you make a bracha on the candle. But the Mishnah Berurah says that he was assuming we would put in on our own that Raya Bitsi Pranayim Avorach Bari Marhesh. I thought for many, many years that if you don't... my father did not look at his Tzi Pranayim. I thought that was a minig. Right? And then when I got older, I learned that Rav also didn't look at his Tzi Pranayim. And various Talmidim of the Rav said that's preferable, because then you don't take a position on whether the Me'orei Ha'esh is a Birchas Hanen and a Birchas Hashavach. Right? Now the purpose of looking at the Tzi Pranayim is the Gemara says that what is the shear of ore on which one makes a bracha? You have a little candle. You make a bracha on a candle, well, how much ore do you have to have? What if you have a tiny match? Do you make a bracha on it? So the Gemara says that the shear of ore is the shear that you can tell the difference between your nails and your skin. So l'chayra, that's where the minute comes from. Now there are other things that have been added to it about Marishan, having nails, but l'chayra, that's the easiest way to understand the minute. So if one doesn't want to take a position on whether it's a birchas hanen or a birchas hashavach, so then one doesn't. Then one would not want to be nene from it first, before one gets to the bracha, right? A birchas hanen, then you get hanah first. Birchas hashavach, you note the item first. A birchas hanenen, you only get involved with the object afterward. So if you want to leave your options open, then you don't have to deal with it. But if one looks at one's nails first, so the chayron's getting some benefits from the light right away, so therefore you're taking a position. It's a birchas hashavach. So this Rabbi Yah may support that whole approach. Because this Rabbi Yah says, put the wine back in your right hand. Right? And in your left hand, you can either hold the nair, or don't do anything left hand. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but the minig is v'ritzi pranayim u'mavarech, that one makes, one is mishar of the or first, so that apparently that you do with the right hand. Because that's when you're giving chashivas the or. That's when you're being machshav the bracha. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says it's assuming that you don't want to hold the wine in your right hand, you want to be nenem in an or with the right hand. And that's the Mishnah Berurah says, that you put it back in your right hand when you make the birchas havdalah, so that way it's alakais. Right? That's everything's meyushav al mekaymai. And sarachiyan, if the Rabbi Yah, if we should read the Rabbi Yah as the Mishnah Berurah read the Rabbi Yah, Mishnah was reading the Shulchan Aruch this way, because the minhag Yisrael became to be took it with Tzipranayim. But it could be that the Rabbi Yah didn't have that minhag, and therefore the Rabbi Yah may not be exactly that way. I'm not sure. Go ahead, Yonah.
Is it not doing anything by not looking at your fingernails effectively deciding?
No, because it's not normal to look at your fingernails. You're only doing it because it's such a minhag like that.
Meaning, if looking at
your
fingernails decides that it's
a
not, you're doing it
for not, that's exactly. If we were stickler to say that this is a birchas hanah without any question, that we would make the bracha before letting the avuka, or we would light the avuka and somebody we would put in a different room or put our hand in front of it, and not like women when they light the nevi shabbos, so they close their eyes before they make the bracha. So we'd do something similar to that.
So the rav didn't look at his fingernails after
he apparently he wasn't aware of the minhag apparently.
But the reason he did that is so that it wouldn't be.
So that I can't say with precision because I don't remember exactly. I don't remember over the years. I still remember whether I heard the Rav say it or whether I heard Talmidim say it. And I just don't remember exactly where I picked this up. All right.
How do you explain the Mishnah that says, Nate Dragon says that Yishak Shi Yosum down there, if it's not,
no, I mean, it's a very good question. Allowed to explain the following, that even by Birchas HaShavach, so Chazal were always misaking brachas by some kind of emotional surge, emotional uptick. Doesn't have to be high drama, but the person. Why is it that a person has a nes? So he, when he passes by the place of the nes, he says she'osel nes v'mokei mazeh. He can say it every day. The nes doesn't change whether he passes by the place or not. But Chazal said, when you pass by the place, your memory gets you get reminded. So there's an emotional uptick. So you say, why can't I make a Berchus HaGoymel now? I flew last week. Because at some point I lose that sense of Baruch Hashem. I landed and made it. Right? So all Berchus, why can't I make a Bari Pirates right now? Why can't I take put up a picture of a beautiful tree? A Bari Pirates. Why can't I make a bracha on the West Coast redwoods? Because I'm not getting. Because bracha is a gevaldig, it's a much more of an exciting bar creates to see the West Coast redwoods than to have an apple. I don't want to diminish the cover of the apple, but so Chazal and Misake, and I'm getting hanah now. So then there's an uptick in my relationship to this part of the Bria. So now when it comes to Or, so Lachara, I have to have a certain appreciation of it. Yeah. Go ahead.
The way that Rebbe was saying when Yona asked the question, if it was a verse, we would make it before.
Again, I know, correct.
So wouldn't that mean that any time afterwards we make it, it would automatically be a verse Sheva? Even if without the
two. Yeah, correct. So there was a little bit of what Celeste be explained a little bit. Correct. There is a greater netiyah to say it's a birch shev the birch net. That's correct. Yeah. Especially that it's done davka on Mitzvah Shabbos, the day that God created the light. So there's more netiyah to birch Shabbos. And especially because the Ramban says that Chazal didn't establish Birchas Hananen. Yeah. A lot of the Chakir, the Pashto says Birchas Hananen is it's food and drink. Right? And Reyach. And then there are a lot of interesting Chakiris in the Svar. Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMapil, Mer'esh. Those are all the Mechudishtik ideas. Right. Good. Okay. So what are we holding? So we have this Gemara. And this Gemara says that when the Talmidim of Beis Siltim and Beis Shammai, when they had a Shemen Vadas in front of them, no, they had Shemen and Yain in front of them, so they would make it, there was a decision. There was they were Mizboinein. How and what am I going to make a Brachon first? And the way that they determined what would go first is they were Oichas B'Yad Yamin. So it's a one-liner in the sugya, and it opens up. So there are many, many lines, as I mentioned. Many, there's a Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a kuntris. I sent you a picture of the six klolim that he develops at the end of his kuntris on the din of itayat. Often this starts with this gemara l'chayr. That's what we're going to figure out right now. So our gemara, I'm going off on a tangent because this is the place to do it. So our Gemara says that he did mitzad yamin. The Mordechai quotes the Rabbi Yoh, Mikan Royim, this idea of taking something biyad yamin, and he takes it all the way to Abdullah, and he organizes Abdullah as well, mitzad yamin, right? Well, the thing, he chazir this Gemara every time you make Abdullah. Good. So now the Gemara says, So now, what do we have to understand? What needs to be explained to me? So Aaron, and he says, well, when is it Yemin? When is Yemin Yemin the Alma, and when is Yemin Yemin the day? Right? So this question is most crisply formulated where? Yemin the Alma, Yemin the day? No? By Tefillin. But that's an entirely different parasha. Well, why is it, what's the din legabe tefillin? Yad keiha, because when the Torah says that the samtel ois al yodecha, so in one place in Chumash and Shmos it says yud dalin chav hey, and yodcha is always spelled without the hey. It's the only place. So Chazal darshan yud dalin chav hey can also be Yad Ka, and another hand, it's Yad Keha, your weaker hand. Okay? So we can unulim them, that tefillin go on the Yad Keha. Alright? The Gemara darshans in Menaches, that it's Yad Keha the day. Right? That means that if my right hand, if my weaker hand is my right hand, and therefore I'm called an Iter Yad, why am I called an Iter Yad? Where does it come from? Ehud. Very good. Comes from Tanakh, Ehud. The beginning of Shoftim. So Ehud was called an Iter Yad. He, Rachman al-Son, did not have a functioning right hand. So after that, that became the phrase. A person who is a lefty is called an Iter Yad. It's not called a Smiley. That's a good reason for that, because otherwise he'd be considered a liberal. But he's called an Iter Yad. Right? So the... question. So when it comes to tefillin, that's a din deraisa. And there the Torah says that the tefillin are munach on the weaker hand. And the kshira is done with the stronger hand. And al pi machshava, we understand very well why that's so. Not very well. We have a good mahalach. Why is that? Al pi machshava. Now, why would the Torah target the weaker hand? Why would the Torah say that the kshira is done with the stronger hand? No? Because if we're trying to be mitzarev, mais and machshava, shel yad and shel roish, what are the kavanas you have when you put on your tefillin? What are the kavanas you have? If you're rushing, you don't have a chance to say the whole page of Hinei Muchim Zuman and the... And the that's all, but what are the kavanas? What is it you have to have? You have to have kavanas, which is new. Who's that? So you're right, okay? It's a famous story. Right? The famous story of the Baal Tekel and the Chassidus Rebbe. You know this story? Yeah, because the Chassidus Rebbe was interviewing Baalei Tekiah. So one guy comes in, he's a huge Talmud Chacham, and he has five kavanas, Matan Torah, and Din, and Kisei Rachmim, and another one comes in, he's all 11 kavanas, and then the farmer comes in, and the farmer gets to be about to kill you. So he asked the Rebbe, how come the farmer got it? Because what Zupnik did, because he said, I'm a chavin to mekayim the mitzvah. So the Rebbe said he's the one who blows shofar. So Zutnik is correct. He bested me. He said the kavana is that you're supposed to have mekayim the mitzvah. 100% correct. They rise of the mitzvah. They rise of nachshon. But let's say Louis Yitzur, you have a little more time to be mechavin. So what other kavanas do you have in mind when you're putting on tefillin?
That your
mishabed. Mishabed are moichos and are maisim, right? Then there are others who say, Rishonim who say that your mishabed, your moich and your leiv. Chasam Sofer says moich and your leiv. So that's a little bit difficult. The yad kaya because lefties, as far as you know, the right heart's still on the left, right? So as far as we know, so it's a little bit hard to understand. But mitzarav machshav lemaisa, right? And then we discuss the Ramban. First is the Bach. The Bach says, because the Bach is merumas natur. Laman tiyah teres Hashem beficha. Teres says what the kavana is, and the teres says the kavana of, and the Ramban says laman tiyah teres beficha, that we remember the three yisaidis that we learned from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. He exists. He runs the world, and he is Hashgacha Pratis, the three yisaidis. So that's what has to course through a person's mind. However, so that's why it would make sense of Imachshava that the Kshira is done with the Yad Yamin the day, not the Yad Yamin the Olma, right? Because in Iter Yad, his left hand is the hand which is doing his Maisim, so he wants to Mishav it as Maisim, it's Yad Yamin the day. So that's the whole parasha of Tfilin. Good. Where else do we have the din of Yamin? So Muzuz is it be also can't you right correct? And what?
The Gemara explains like things you do with your right hand at the end. It says you do like Tami Torah. It says like you show people how to do laning.
So that's the Gabi not being Mekaneach Yodai. Correct.
Yeah,
right, so that is also to be machshav their right hand. Correct. So that Gemara is saying hey yois at the right hand. It's very similar to the it's connected with the din of yad kele gabi tefillin. Correct. And then where else in Chumash do you have the tzad yamin? Was that in Chumash? That is the in Chumash. Okay, that's also good. What do you have in Halach and Chumash? It happens to be this week's parasha. If we would be learning Mitzorah. Right. This Mitzorah is all Mitzad Yamin, and we learn from the Sarah, Oizen Yamin. All comes Xer Shava, right? And Shem and Amishcha. It's also Vitzad Yamin, correct? And Kol Pina Shapoina and Mikdash. You always turn towards the right. So again, so Lachor, there are two distinct parshas over here, Min HaTaira. In fact, you go a step further. The Gemara says that in Iter Yad, a kohen who's in Iter Yad cannot do the Avodah. He can only do the Avodah if he is a Yamini, right? So the Yad Yamin becomes more choshev in Chumash, the Tzad Yamin, in two places. One is in Tefillin, but Tefillin is really a parsha of itself, because there's a separate Jerusha of Yad Keha. L'char, it's not a din in Yamini necessarily, because it's a din in the stronger hand. And that's where there's a machleik z'lagabe Tefillin. The machleik z'lagabe Tefillin that comes up a lot is if a person is not an exclusive lefty. And machleik is gira and rima. Do we go basar ksiva or we go basar roiv ma'asav? Right, the rima says basar roiv ma'asav, but goes basar koichai. And the Vilna Gaon says no. There's a special din legave tefillin that ksiva becomes the determining factor. Legave because it has to write the tefillin with the yad yamin. Tzik machleik is bachlal. So that is a lechayra parsha in and of itself. Lechayra, it would be difficult to say that the whole din of the chashivas Yad Yamin comes because of tefillin. However, when it comes to the mitzayra, and when it comes to being mechanech lekayinim in beis hamikdash. From there we learn that the Tzad Yamin is more chashivas. So that's Lechara, what we see in Chumash. Where else do we have it? Bimino Eish Doslom. Correct. We have the Rebbein Shalom, the right side of the Rebbein Shalom, it's more chashivas. Right? There are several nevuos that the Malachim lined up. Bimino Lismolo. Pasuk of Malachim. Right, we know Eish does. There is a measure that says against what Ari just said, because it says Yamin Hashem. Yemin Hashem do? Yemin Hashem? Yeah, so the Tanchuma says it should be Yemin Hashem, the Dirk Hashem Svala Shem Tratzayeg. It should be parallel. So the Tanchuma says there is no small but the Rajam. The Rajam is all Yemin. Right? So everything's B'Kayach. So that also gives Chashivas to the Yemin. Right? However, none of this is really spelled out. L'gabe, this Gemara that we're discussing right now. There is an Eliyahu Rabbah and a Levush. V'oichez hayayin v'yemin v'adas v'smol. Shekol domer shemivorchen olav mitzvah lochaz v'yemin shehi chashuvim. Straight out. Eliyahu Rabbah's Lashon is in the wrong place. So the Lashon of Eliyahu Rabbah is Shekol Dover Shebechayim is be Yemin. Eliyahu Rabbah Dibi Yemin Iker Achayim. Why? Barzel mekatzer yomam shel adam. Orech yomim bimina. So the Eliyahu Rabbah says that the right is just a more important force. Now maybe it's the same thing as what the Levush is saying. It sounds like that he's saying a different idea. Right? Eliyahu Rabbah L'chayr is addressing a different din. Oh, here, yeah. It's over here. There you go. This is Mishmur quotes this din in the Reish Vav. L'chayr we had to understand what the Mishmur is saying. With the Mishmur Reish Vav. So the Mishmur writes Sarach le'ochazoi tamach haziva. Why are we holding it? Shechav and Levi. You should be focused on it. Bimino atamishem chashivas. That is the Levush, right? V'chein b'chol bracha shemavarach aleizah mitzvah. That is the Raviyah. The Mishnah Berurah put into brackets, ube'it yad azlinan vosa yaminu smol didei v'loi vosa da'alma kein mashma mechidushim ki ve'eger v'chein motzosi v'mogen avram simen kuf pei gimel. Right? So I was not so successful in finding this. Mishnah Berurah says that he learned from the Rebbe Akiva Eger and from the Magen Avraham that a left-handed person holds the mitzvahs in their left hand. That a left-handed person would make the Koshel Bracha in the left hand. A left-handed person, how would they do Abdullah? Start in the left hand with a Kosh, put the Kosh down, pick up the Samim in their left hand, correct? And then hold the kais in the right hand. All right? And then, one second, then they give the besamim out, right? So now the left hand is free. Now they would use their left hand to look at the tzipor na'im, l'chayra, and then they would put the kais in the left hand. That's according to this, right? Why? Because, so l'chayra, this should be a machlegs between the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Levush, right? Because the Eliyahu Rabbah says, Mishum Chashivas. So Mishnah Berurah says, Chashivas, that's not so posh. That left-handed people get to identify what's more chashiv. Should go with Mila D'Alma, but apparently not. Apparently because the purpose of holding in the right is to show Chavivas, the mitzvah, so I show my Chavivas, holding in my stronger hand. But holding in the hand, they have more control. In other words, the way that we understand this din is that the things you hold in your right hand are the things that you're more concerned about. The things that you hold in your left hand are the things that, if I have to choose what I'm going to drop, goes to the left. If I'm not sure, I'm holding two things, and I have one I'm very nervous about dropping. The other is, if it drops, it drops. So it goes in the left hand, right? If I pick them in the left hand, that means I'm doing it kalach or yad. So like it's a shinoi. So when I want to show chavivos, so it's the right hand. That's why when it comes, that's why in Daf Nun Aleph, Ari, in Daf Nun Aleph, when the Gemara is counting the 10 things of the Koshel Bracha, and we want to give Chashivas the Koshel Bracha, so one of the things is it should be a clean cup. You should wash it out. One is you should fill it up. Right? It shouldn't be stingy. And one of them is hold it in your right hand. Right? Very often you'll see somebody picking up in two hands and putting it on, right? Because it says, so no one can figure out how to hold the kais with two hands and have it land up in your right hand. So therefore, we do somebody else picks it up with two hands and then puts it in your right hand, right? But none of you want to put it in your cuff.
You put it like this.
That's why the overhands.
You go like this, yeah.
Okay. Good. So the halacha is, it comes up with two hands, then you go put it into your right hand. And then, according to the Svar Makdoshim, it goes in the kaf. That's where it gets tricky, how you get it in the kaf. So don't try this at home. What's that? The finger is pointing up, correct? So, that all is to show chashivas. So I have a left-handed person, he says, chashivas. Chashivas is my left hand, right? So l'chayr is not because of Yad Keha, because that's Yeshua Chashivas, right? In other words, we learn from the Chumash, from all of these Brayas and Chumash, that the right has more Chashiv. But then if you're part of the minority that has, that your more Chashiv is your left-handed, so then you put your left hand. And then, v'chein kol beracha, shemivarach al eze mitzvah, yishloi l'achayz ador v'yad yamin, v'shas beracha. V'al divri ha-kabbalah, all right? Now, l'chayra, everything we said right now should change according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. Because the Eliyahu Rabbah said, should be in min ikar achayim. That if ikar achayim means, that it's more choshev to you, okay. If ikar achayim means, Oirich Yomim V'yemina V'osher, right? So then it means that the metaphor of Yemin becomes more significant. So now the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah. Then he adds on from Sefer Chassidim, good. What is this al divya al dvar kabbalah in the tchayv aprishim mevarach alav b'sakin av sheyochaz asakin biyaminoi?
In the fruit,
I
L'chara, you're holding. So, L'chara, what's going on over here? You're holding the knife in your right hand. What's the normal way to normally you if you're going to hold the fruit, you're going to hold it in your left hand while you're cutting with your right hand. So orvela siyason would mean that you're holding your left hand. No, don't you get stuck over here? You have an apple. So which hand does the apple go in? So if the you have so if it's something that you're going to eat straight with your fingers, all right, got you said you're in. But if it's a fruit, so look how you're going to cut it. Look how you're going to cut it with your right hand. Oh, so what's more important? Not shleimus, no.
Why?
Because you're not going to cut it to the extent that you're going to mess up the shleimus.
Take a bite before you cut it.
No, you're going to cut. You're going to slice a little bit. You're going to so that. But you're still holding. You're still holding the knife. Even you're holding the knife in your right hand. So lechor, that would mean that you'd be holding the apple in your left hand. So what? So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying about Dvar Kabbalah ein letchayva pri shemivarach olav esaken. Right. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah apparently is referring to what Ari was saying before, and that's why some sforim say the same thing is true with a fork, that a person should not. Va'ozu shnei hafachim. Well, what happened over here? Va'ozu shnei hafachim b'noisei echad. Right, because if you end up al yedchay v'aprish mevarch lo besaken, shebiyamin ikar achayim. Don't have. You don't have the knife sticking out of your apple that you're holding in your right hand. Right? In other words, you figure you're a knacker and you want to figure how am I going to get all this together? I'm going to hold the fruit in my right hand, but I have to have it right. I don't want to waste time and I have to make my bracha, put it in my left hand and start cutting the right hand. So I'll put the knife in it. It's not a good idea. Why? Because then you're going to have two opposing things in the same hand. You're going to have the right, which is Iker Achayim, and you're going to have the knife, which is Mekatzer. So you shouldn't have Steris.
Why don't we cut before?
Because then it won't be a Sholei. So L'char, it sounds like that holding it in your right hand does trump the speed with which one's going to be able to prepare the food for eating, and don't try to be a knacker and have the knife sticking in your apple while you're making a bracha. Why? Because probably because if the kaimonim would say, because it's not safe, it's not smart, the guys would say, I can do it. But if you say, I'll be Kabbalah, you can't have three things in your hand right now. Everybody said, all right. Then they'll listen to what the Chazal have to say.
You're supposed to take it with your left hand?
So, was that?
You're supposed to take it with your left hand?
No, the Chari is supposed to hold it. That's part of the dinner here. To hold it in the right hand, even if it means it's going to slow down because of the Chashiva, so the Chet Shal Mitzvah.
Take the knife, put the knife down, and then eat it with the right?
No, the Chari is supposed to hold it with your right, and then put it down and cut with your right.
Yeah. Make the bracha.
Make the bracha.
And then cut it.
And then cut it, yeah.
So, when the earlier rabbi says, Shibiyamin Ikar Achayim,
yeah.
Ikar Achayim is referring to the hand or to the pre?
It's referring to the Yamin.
What? I thought it was Shibiyamin Ikar Achayim, right? Because the problem is that it's like, well, you have a pre in there, and then you have a knife in there, and that seems like a.
Question is whether is it correct to say that the Eliyahu Rabba is explaining that the chashiv is the tzad yamin is shibimini karachayim or not? Or he's just explaining to you why you shouldn't have a knife sticking out of your right hand.
That's what I thought it sounds like. It just sounds like meaning that you might just have a pre and a knife and you shouldn't have the knife sticking to the pre, because that sounds like, well, you have a karachayim and then you have a knife.
No, the chashiv sounds a bit. No, shibimini karachayim. No. But so is that the reason why L'chaira, if that would be correct, if the reading of the Eliyahu Rabba is correct, that Shemimini Gerachayim means that, so that L'chaira is referring to the right the Yamin Shabbachol Oilam. But it sounds like from the most of the Sfarim that deal with this, that at least the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, let's put it that way. The Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, the Rebbe Akiva Eger, and the Magen Avraham, that this din being oiches be yamin is dinim chashivas. Now there are times, and this will finish up. We have a chance tomorrow, so look at it. I don't want to spend too much more time in this because we only have one left-handed person in shir. So I don't want to. So two, three then. We no. Aaron, you're left-handed, no? You're left-handed also, no?
I'm not proud. No.
Yours is a lefty?
Kind of.
Fancy
guys.
Be proud.
Where do you
expect? Okay. So anyways, now if he has such a significant number, we have to send another show. But he have, the there are situations, for example, let's say, for example, when you nofel in a few minutes, when we do tachna. So l'chayra, then even a left-handed person... Oh, okay. We've done for Tachlin for a month. Okay.
This is the last Tachlin I'll find you.
So then, when you neifel Tachlin, that's because it's out of covered, the covered Ashkina. So Lachara, the covered Ashkina doesn't switch over for left handed people. Lachara. It says Lachara. So that's what Mechaim Kinesi points out, that the different Kololim. If you have a look at it, I send it out to you on your phones. The very, very end of the Kuntres of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, to go through it, it'll give you different principles of when left handed people favor the left hand. Okay, good. I'm sorry?
And Sergeant.